Esachamin, that you are allowed to wrap it around a Ben Eshmoshes. Taima, why? The Sofik HaSheikh is only a Sofik. It's a deal called Vadai HaSheikh. When it comes nighttime, Vadai, then I'm timed in. The Stamat Mone Bedovashen of Moist of Hevel. Usually when you wrap around the pot, it's not with something that's Moist of Hevel that's going to make it even hotter. The Ilu Bedovashen of Moist of Hevel was if you're going to wrap it around with something that Mamish makes it hotter, I'll fill him avoid joy, Moser. But we'll have later. Even avoid joy, but not let it wrap around the soup pot with something that's going to make it hotter. Like if you have hot coals inside your towel wrapping around, you're not allowed to wrap it around with something that's going to make it hotter. Can it not be paragdals? We'll see later. Ein toim nim loy begefis. You can't be taming around with type of tar. That tar makes it hotter even. The Yosik Zero, Shema Yimtzik De Rosh in Tanlu, Kishayitzalat Mino, or Shanao Gemara now. What's the Gzera here? The Gzera is maybe you're going to find a pot later that's going to be cooled off already. Kishayitzalat Mino. When you're going to become at nighttime later to make Katsumana, to put the towel around the soup pot, you're going to find out the soup has come out cold already. What are you going to do now? Yosikhenu Tchila. First you put it back on the oven and you start cooking it up again. Venimtsim of Ashur B'Shabbos, come to say Shemam is cooking on Shabbos. That's why they made Gzera on Shabbos, you can't make Hatzimono. Fred Gemara is Rashi, Yehoke, Ben Hashemosh, and Amin Yigzor. To a Shvus, Ma'al Yisei, this is a very good Shvus. It's Gzera, maybe you come to find your soup is cold already, and you're going to want to put the towel around the soup, it's too late. So you're going to put it on the fire first to cook it up, you'll be over the Bishul. So even Ben Hashemosh, they should have made this Gzera. So Ika Gzera, Issa the Yeraisa. This Mamash Gzera, you come to cook on Shabbos. V'etona the Masnissen, Isle the Gozo al Shvus Ben Hashemosh. Our time of the mission holds that they made the Xeris the Rabbonin, even Ben Hashemoshes. Just like the Mishnah said, you can't take off Trumas and Mises Ben Hashemoshes, even though it's only Yisra the Rabbonin taking off Trumas and Mises. Of about the Xeris, you can't do it Ben Hashemoshes. Say also, it's a good Xeris, you shouldn't come to cook even Ben Hashemoshes. The Teretz is Ben Hashemoshes is no Xeris. Why? Because Royce is saying, Shudrashi Shesomakle Ben Hashemoshes Humavir Malor. Usually people let the soup cook on the fire until mamish right before shkia, to right before you turn off the fire. So Ben Hashemoshes, the soup pot is still hot. There's no Xeris now, maybe in this few minutes now, that the soup cooled off already and you come to put it back on the fire. It's the start of the soup Ben Hashemoshes is still very hot. So what's your purpose in putting the towel around just to contain, to keep the heat inside the soup? There's nothing wrong with that. That's mutter. Just later on Shabbos, if you want to make Hatzmono, we're afraid by nighttime already, huh? Then the soup cooled off already. So before you come to wrap it around, what's your purpose of keeping it hot? You see it's cold already, so we're afraid then you're going to put it on the fire again first, heat it up. That's the Gzera. But Ben Hashemoshes doesn't pass the Gzera because then all the pots are hot. Gzera means Mboidjoim. The time before Shkia. Means before Shkia. Yeah, 18 minutes. Well, usually that's how Adlokas, that's the Shia of Adlokas. Like Rashi said, it shouldn't be too much before, then you forget and say, I have plenty of time, you won't take care of it. It means like 18, 20 minutes before Shabbos. Right? You're right. Imcha Shekha is a bit of modern Loshin. Doesn't mean Mamish with the night time. It means right before it. Right? Yeah, right. Then right. That's what we're saying, right? Only Ben Hashemoshes. Right. Only Ben Hashemoshes you're allowed to. Once it's Vadei Hashreich, you can't make Hatmona. Hatmona is also on Shabbos. V'yom HaRov HaZak Rov. Mipnei Mar Omru, how can Rabbonim made Xer and said, Ein Toim Nim B'Dover HaMoisef Hevel. We'll see later on in the next parak what's called something that's Moisef Hevel, like you put it in coals, or you put it in sand. Or you put in gophers in type of tar. If you wrap it around with these things are material that makes the pot even hotter. So to wrap it around with something that makes the heat hotter, it's also to do it even by joint. Even Friday afternoon, you can't make hot water with these things to leave it throughout the whole Shabbos. He says, why not? You're doing it Friday. What should be wrong? Said Rashi with me, my armor ran turning but over most of ever I feel my joint. Can have not come on. The Mishnah says later, lay the gephis, you can't use his tar, lay the zevim. Now with Shmutz, the Alpha Gav, the Stam Hatzimono by join. Usually you make Hatzimono, you wrap around these things with the pot, but by join before Shkiyah. So Asrina Mishra Sheikha, because we say once it comes nighttime, it's also. So most people take care of this Hatzimono before Shabbos. So what's wrong with wrapping around these things before Shabbos? You're doing it Friday. Empty Gemara, Gzeiro, Shemiyatim Beremis. We're afraid when you're going to wrap it around with this type of sand or this type of gophers, you're going to have hot coals inside them also. Hey, since this is material that's moist of hevel, in other words, you have das, to mamish make it hotter and hotter, we're afraid you're going to also put some hot coals in there also. So what's wrong with that also? You're putting it in before Shabbos, you're putting it in Friday afternoon, 18 minutes before Shkia. You're wrapping around now with your shmatis and putting hot coals inside. Right to what's wrong? Everything is done before Shabbos. We're afraid if you have hot coals there wrapped around, we're afraid to come nighttime, you see it's not burning so well, the coals, you'll start hitting the coals to make the coals burn up. And that's an issue to rise, you'll be over Havar on Shabbos. So they made Xera, any type of material that's moist of hebel that makes it hotter, it's the Xera. If you're going to use that material, we're afraid who are then you're going to use material that has hot coals inside it, and with hot coals there's a Xera, you'll come to hit it. And that's called Kuluchat Xera, it's not called Xera. Xera, that's one Xera. Trashi Beremetz, Efer Hamura B'Gecholim. We're afraid to use type of dust or dirt that has coals inside it. For the Marvi Yatmin, the Mavoy Yoimo, even that, what's wrong with that? You're doing it Friday. We're afraid at night time you come to hit the coals. You're going to come to cook up the pot. The pot that Cholan didn't cook the garment before Shabbos. The gozum, we made exer even on something that's cooked the garment before Shabbos. That's our reason. Not allowed to leave anything on the oven, even though it's cooked. The cold sorkoi, unless you made gerufa, you took out the coals, or shiyaktim, you put some dirt on top of the coals like our blech. This is, at least this is Rashi Shita. It's according to Rashi in Pesant. You can't leave anything on the blech, on the fire before Shabbos, left there's a blech there. Even just leaving it on the fire. We'll see later. I think Taisa Shita is not like this. But Rashi's saying now, you can't leave anything unless you have the gerufa, means you took out all the coals, or else shayikta means you put some dirt on top of the fire. That's like our blech. We put something on top of the fire to make a hecker to know you can't touch it on Shabbos. V'achi maskina perakira. V'yama Revi. Kitmom, if you put the dirt on top of the coals, for huvarom, and then it burned up, the coals start to burn up again. Mashoyin ale, you're allowed to leave the food on top of it. Chamin shukhim v'yoyim. Kortzorkin. V'tasha shabit kortzorkin. Anything that's cooked legarmer, you're allowed to leave it there. We're not going to have the gzeri and come to hit the coals. Since right before Shabbos, you put ketumah, you put dirt on top of it, you're like, megala dasna, you're not going to touch this fire on Shabbos. Because if you have dasna touching the fire, you wouldn't put this ketumah, like you wouldn't put the blech on top of it. So, chenam Rav Yechon, that's Rav Yechon later on also. So, kids, so this is the reasons why you can't be make hatmona even Friday with something that's moist of heaven, that makes it hotter and hotter. Because the gzeri can come to use coals, and with coals, the gzeri will come to hit the coals on Shabbos.
Put the huvra
on. It'll burn, even if it burned up already. Huvra, you put dirt on top of the coals, right? So usually the coals die out. What happened if the coals start to burn up again, as if to say the dirt is not helping anything? Still, it's muta. Tana Rabbonin. We're going to start this sugya today. We're going through it more. The famous sugya of Bein Hashmoshes. Tana Rabbonin. Bein Hashmoshes, that means after Shkia Poshid, until Tzeis HaKechovim, is Sofik min HaYoim or min HaLaila. It's a Sofik, what din does it have? Is it called Yoim or is it called Laila? Also, Sofik Kulim min HaYoim. Is it start to say the whole time is Yoim? Sofik Kulim min HaLaila. Sofik, the whole time is min HaLaila. So really, it's like three Sveikis here. So Rashi, min hayom min halayla, klaimer, sofik yesh poi mishneim. There's a sofik made in Bein Hashmoshes has both parts to it. Hey, it's like the first part of Bein Hashmoshes is yom, and the second part is layla. And then there's another sofik, sofik kulim min hayom, sofik kulim min halayla. Haregimel sveikis, there are three types of sveikis here. Lefikach matil alav. Therefore, you'll see where we put these dinim to it. So sofik if it's both, or is it the whole thing is Yoim, or the whole thing is Laila? Three different Sveikis here. Maybe the old Bein Hashmoshes is Yoim, maybe the old Bein Hashmoshes is Laila, and maybe no, there's a part of Bein Hashmoshes that's Yoim, and a part that's Laila. What's Nogei to us? Is Matil Noisoi L'choymesh Nayoim. We put upon Bein Hashmoshes a Chumrah of 2 days. What is it Nogei to a Zav that sees Zav, the Locher is? If you see 3 days Zav, then you tummy, you have to bring a korban. If you only see 2 days Zav, you tummy, you don't have to bring a korban. So the guy sees Bein Hashmoshes, so we make a chumr as if to say the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes was Yoim, and the end of Bein Hashmoshes was Laila, so it's as if he saw now Zav 2 days. So he becomes tummy if the one seeing Zav Bein Hashmoshes. So Drashi,
Lefikach matil no lov choyme shnei hayomim. Well, the common first of my hilkos to shtat leim shema yeshu mishneim. What's the churma too? We'll explain it soon. Something more now. V'yezel ben hashmoshes. What is called ben hashmoshes? When did it start? Mishetishke hachama. After shkia hachama. He's up until shkia. There's no suffix. It's vada yoyim. After shkia, that's when the suffix starts. How long is the suffix? Kol zaman shepnei mizruch. The face of the mizruch, like you see the sun going down, madimim. It's still red. As even after the sun goes down, it's all redness there.
The red is in the west, isn't it?
What?
The red mountain about the west.
No, it's up at east. It's the other side, isn't it? What's the
mizruch?
Zel ben Hashmosh tizu. Does man shep nei mizrachim? No, I'm not sure. Here, weiter. Hich se
vertachten.
What?
The sun is on the west and it shines across to the east, maybe.
But the east is always dark.
The clouds are on the west.
Yeah, right. Hich se vertachten. Let's say the bottom part of already hich se means gone black. You don't see the redness anymore. But all the way up, you still like see a little bit rays of the sun, the red is still there. That's still called Ben Hashmoshes. That's still Ben Hashmoshes. Hichsef Elyon, if even the top part also became black already, the Ishla Tachtim is either top and the bottom, both look like black, Zel Laila. That's no more Ben Hashmoshes already, that's called Laila. Divi Rev Yehuda, that's called Rev Yehuda Shita. So Drashi, Madim, what does this redness mean? Shenira Admumis Chama Be'ovin. We still see the redness of the sun in the clouds. Hichtef Hishchir means the bottom part became a little black already. You don't see the redness anymore. Hatachten means Tachten Shokipa Rekia, the bottom part of the Rekia of the sky. Hasmuchloritz, that's closer to the ground. Elia means Goiva, the top part of the sky, Shokipa. Enam Meheris Lachzid, that doesn't come black so fast. As first the bottom part becomes black, then the top part becomes black. L'kama porach may koma the kasha sefer esha. We're soon going to see it's a stira. When is ben hashmoshes? First you say shem kol zman shepnei mizruch madimim mash me any part of it, and then it says no chil between hichsef tacht and hichsef elyon. I will soon see it's like a stira. But this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Nechem yoimer kidei shihalich odo mishetishka hacham achatimil. He has no ben hashmoshes starts from shkia tachama. How long? How long it takes you to walk a chati mil? So even 9 minutes. Strashi chati mil zel shir orech ben hashmoshes. That's how long ben hashmoshes is. Liach a chati mil after it takes you to walk a chati mil. Heavy laila. There's no more suffix. It's only like 9 minutes of suffix of ben hashmoshes. Rabbi Yosi yomer ben hashmoshes kerafayin. No, it's mamish 1 second. The whole ben hashmoshes. Then nichnas, this comes in. V'zeh yaitzei. Hey, the laila comes in, the sun goes out. V'yev shalama the love. You don't even know exactly when it is. Shasha karef ayin kishir karitza sign, like the blinking of your eye. Berifion v'leib chazoka, lightly and not too strong, but it's pretty fast. Then nichnas halaila comes in. Nichnas v'yayim yaitzei. Yitzia zeh im kenisa zeh. Kishahim misparshim kori ben hashmoshes. When they're like mispashim, what they separate, that's called ben hashmoshes. Behold, the mekamei hochi heavy yoyim aliyah. Before this, it's vada yoyim. Only mamish when this leaves, that comes in. That second is called ben hashmoshes. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. V'yev shalom and all of you. Now, omama, what we learned before, matilun oisoy l'choy mishnayomim. Ben hashmoshes says whatever it is, ben hashmoshes is. But this period of ben hashmoshes, we give it a chumrah of 2 days. Maybe it's yoim, maybe it's laila. So the moral of my hilchos, what's it nagei to give it to dinner two periods? Shrash my hilchos, yatil wall of sofik shema mishneim. What is it nagei to say this period could be day and night? Yesh boy, it has two times to it. Bishleim is sofik kulem in ayoim iklameim alin yomitzoy Shabbos. It's nagei. When does mitzoy Shabbos start? If you say the whole thing is yoim, so you have to wait till the end of Shabbos till it's vade laila. Lohavi Oshem Toli. When you have to bring the Dinah Chetan, when you have to bring the Oshem Toli. So for Kulim in a Lailo, Linyin Leel Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. Elohim Mishnei Lamahilgasur. What's it Nageya that we're going to say this time of Ben Hashmosh is 9 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you hold, has both Dinim. There has a Din Yoim and a Din Laila. My Nafkamina. The Teretzis Vilchazav. And the Gemara Omarafuna of Rate of Yeshua, Linyin Tumas. Nageya to a Zav that sees Tumah. That he's tummy if he sees 2 days consecutively, and he sees 3 days, he has to bring a korban. Tumah kiratnan rosh ne yomim ben hashmoshes. The person saw 2 days ben hashmoshes zav is sofik l'tumah u'l'korban. He has to then bring a korban also. Because by seeing Bein HaShemoshes, we give one day Bein HaShemoshes called a daytime, and it also has a shame the nighttime. Now the next Bein HaShemoshes also, maybe it's still part of the day, and maybe it's still part of the next night. So you have a period of 3 days here within these two Bein HaShemoshes. So Drashi Roar Shnei Bein HaShemoshes. Zivo de Zav, a man saw Zav, Metame Biyomim, Uvrius, Bein Shiro Shtayim Biyomechot, Bein Shiro Shtayim Bishne Yom Ritzufim, Bein Shiro Achas Bishne Yomim, Kugoyim Bein HaShemoshes. Amoli, could be Tomei, one person, the man, if he saw two Rias the same day, two different times, he has a Tumah to him. Now, Amoli could see two Bein HaShemoshes, is Choshev Lei Kishtei Rias. As if he sees one Bein HaShemoshes, it's like he saw two Rias. Mishum Yomim, they get the 2 days. The Afina Milazochim Nekevon. Man, the Kevon Biyom, just like in the Kevon, Ishus Tomei out the days, Avzochim Biyomim. Who are then a man? Even though he's seeing one time Zav Bein HaShemoshes, like one Riyah, but since Bein HaShemoshes is called part of it is day, and part of it is night, it's considered like he saw two different times, one by day, one by night, and he has a tummy automatically. Or Riyas Begufa Misparsha Katan Megillah. Monakos Ishtayim Akro Tomei. Sophic or Tumul Korbin, Shrashi Sophic Tomei, Sophic Tor. Sophic Chayat Korbin, Imatuma. There's even a Sophic that maybe he has to bring a Korbin. Sophic Ain't a Chayat Korbin, there's also a Tzad, maybe he doesn't have to bring a Korbin. Because there's also a Tzad to say that Bein HaShemoshes is only Yoim, or maybe it's only Laila. Is the only Tzad to bring a Korbin is if you say Bein HaShemoshes has two periods to it. The beginning is Yoim and the end is Laila. So if you saw two Bein HaShemoshes, it's said like you saw in 3 days. Because the first Bein HaShemoshes was maybe daytime, and it was nighttime, and the next Bein HaShemoshes was day and nighttime. So you covered 3 days. Avo Tomei Shiva. But 7 days Yavadi Tomei. Tizah, the loch is by a man, if he sees Zah, Baal Shtei Riyos, Oishnei Yomim, Kol Torus Tumas Zav in Allah. If he saw 2 days, he has Tumas Zav on him. He don't. Yeah, Vishlishi, what's the Indian of seeing a third day by man? It's only get him if he also day korban. Then he has to bring a korban. If he sees 2 days, he has to bring his tummy 7 days as tumazah. The third day is not get the korban. Now, Vizesh, Roshne, Ben Ashmoshes, this man that saw Zav 2 times, 2 days, Ben Ashmoshes, Sofik Yoim Echadu, there is a start to say it's only 1 day. But tummy Bishne Rias, and his only tummy then as tumas Rias. He saw 2 days now. Oy Shne Yomer Mitzufenheim. V'tomei nami v'teres yomim sofik beis yomim shein ritzufim. There's also a sofik. Maybe it's not ritzufim hein. V'tor, it could be his tar altogether. Because maybe the first Bein HaShemoshes was called yoim, and the second Bein HaShemoshes was called laila. So there was a whole day period in between them. Hey, the first Bein HaShemoshes Monday, it's considered like he saw a Sunday. And it came the next Bein HaShemoshes Tuesday night, it's considered like he saw for Wednesday already. So the whole Tuesday he didn't see. So it's a sofik if it's tummy altogether now. V'toyim mitum eshiva. Elo kibal keri biyam. If I think about keri, that's all. Delav shtei riyas biyay mecha. It's not called two riyas in 1 day, ikka. V'loy shnei yom ritzuf. You don't have two consecutive days either, ikka. That's one sofik. Now there's also a sofik shen gimu yomin. You also have a sofik that has 3 days right ritzuf consecutively. Dizav gomru af le korbin. Kate said, what's this sad? Shema ben ashmashas arishoin kulim in ayoin. The first Bein HaShemoshes, like Sunday, Bein HaShemoshes is completely Sunday. But Bein HaShemoshes, then he saw Monday Bein HaShemoshes, cool him in a Laila. The whole thing is Laila. V'nimtza yoymech nifsek bein tayin. V'tor, that's one topic. That side is Tor Lagamri. Oishneim min ayoyim, both of them are day, devil eishne yom ritzufin. Then he's Tomei al-Koporim tumezav. V'cheinim shneim min a Laila, hevilunam ishne yom ritzufin. That's one suffix. Now another tzad is Oshemi Marishim in a Laila Vashenim in a Yom. Could be the first time is Laila and the second day is Yom. That's also 2 consecutive days. Hevulunamishtei Rias v'yoymechon. Now v'tomi shiva b'cholelu. All these cases is tomi 7 days v'en kan korban. You don't have 3 days. Oi, what's the last suffix? Maybe it's called 3 days even for korban. Oshemishtei Marias. Hoyu miktsasim b'yom miktsasim b'layla. Bein HaShemoshes has 2 dinim to it. Bein HaShemoshes is called part of it is yom and part of it's night. V'yesh kan shloish ritzufin. Then you have a riyah of 3 consecutive days. V'cheinim orishoyna miktsasim b'yom miktsasim b'layla. V'yashnina kula min halayla. Could be the second day kula min halayla. Orishoyna kula min hayom. V'yashnina miktsasim b'yom miktsasim b'layla. Is also you have the case hevelu gimel yom ritzufin. V'toyin korbin. So these are all the Sveikish Kedav. Hilkach, sofik af le korban o may bi chatis oif habu al sofik bi en achilles to shem ala ba korbanu. You bring it, but a bad of the crane can't eat it, because maybe you're not mechuyi the korban o malika schul nevelo. If you're not mechuyi the korban, how does the crane make the shechita by an oif? You make a malika with his hand. So if it's not a chiv korban, it's a nevela. He's not allowed to eat it. So the minasofi can't eat the korban, but I call upon him allowed to bring the korban, because the sofi give him mechuyi to bring the korban or not. As that's what's negated to say whether Ben HaShemoshes is considered the Sofig, it is Yoim and it is Laila. It has both been into this Ben HaShemoshes. So if you see one Riyah Zav throughout this Ben HaShemoshes, it be considered like you saw one Riyah at daytime and the second Riyah was at nighttime, and then the same thing the next day, you have 3 days consecutive of seeing. That's what negated to the Sveikas of Ben HaShemoshes. Right, I think we'll stop here. The rest parts will stay there.